Welcome to the Bunker Hill Cheesecast, brought to you by Heine's Cheese Chalet, a little place with big taste. I'm Missy Horsfall, Director of Tourism Relations. We have any number of wonderful lodging opportunities in Holmes County, from hotels and inns to cabins and cottages, RVs and campgrounds, as well as bed and breakfasts. While B&Bs may be fairly new to our area over the last several decades, the United States as a whole has a history of bed and breakfast that dates back to the 1800s. Guests and travelers sought out safety, refuge, and lodging, but found few establishments along their way, leaving the local people to offer hospitality and rent out extra rooms they might have available. During the Great Depression, opening your home to strangers became a way for people to bring in money for their families. Some homes became boarding houses to help the family income. After the Depression, this type of lodging became stereotyped as attracting drifters or lower-income travelers. But when World War II came to an end, middle-class America began to travel in Europe and experience bed and breakfast there, where this kind of lodging has gone on for centuries. By the 1980s and 90s, a rapid spread of historic homes and old taverns or buildings began popping up in the hospitality industry as B&B lodging, which is exactly how the Werthmann House in Berlin, Ohio was renovated and restored to become a two-bedroom suite right downtown on Main Street. It has a rich history that dates back to the mid-1800s. In fact, the original structure burnt down and was rebuilt in 1918, but it is believed that parts of the original foundation still remain. The building has been used for various businesses over the years and is one of the oldest buildings found in Berlin. The owners, Robert and Connie Miller, purchased the building in 2018 and have poured lots of love and elbow grease into its restoration. It has a special significance for the two lifelong residents of Holmes County. Connie worked there at the building when it was Boyd and Werthmann Grocery Store for about 8 years after she graduated from high school. And now, it's part of their family business. For us here at Bunker Hill Cheesecast, it's also the building our studio resides in, thanks to the generosity of the Millers. Today we're going to talk to their daughter-in-law, Laurel Miller, who has been part of this process and has seen the renovation take place. Laurel, welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you, Missy. I'm happy to be here.
Well, I am thrilled to have you. Now, you are co-owner of the Peak Physical Therapy business that's really right next door to us here on Main Street in Berlin. But as Connie and Robert's daughter-in-law, you've kind of watched the process of this whole renovation of the Werthmann House, one of the older buildings in town, sort of take on new life here.
Yes, it's been a beautiful transformation, and Robert and Connie have just poured so much love into this, and I want everybody to see how beautiful it is and all the rich historical significance of this building.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the fun things to see something that once was old, and maybe, and we've even recently seen one of the oldest buildings in town being torn down, and it was sad to see. Necessary because of the process of trying to restore it, but to be able to save something like the Werthmann House is really special, and especially for your mother-in-law. I thought that was really interesting that she had actually worked in the building as a young teenager and a young adult. So seeing the changes in it and bringing it back to life in a new and fresh way is a lot of fun. Tell me a little bit about what you guys have done upstairs.
Yeah, well, Robert and Connie, over the past year and a half, they've spent many, many hours there in the evening stripping paint, refinishing hardwood floors. The structure as it is now, the Werthmann House, which is the first two-bedroom suite that they have, has two bedrooms up there, a full bathroom, and they've done a beautiful job of restoring this wide chestnut trim. They've refinished the hardwood floors. There's a kitchenette in there. And probably one of their biggest labors of love was the original staircase that they, it was painted like a cream color, and they stripped all of that paint off. And you can imagine on those spindles, yes, many hours they spent up there. But it's just beautiful. And it's truly like you're uncovering this diamond in the rough, and just really magnificent. And anyone who appreciates history or appreciates the craftsman work that goes and the craftsmanship that goes into these old historical buildings, I think would really, really love it.
Yeah, I'm fascinated by that. We had an older home that we remodeled, and a lot of the woodwork was untouched. Thankfully, it hadn't been painted, so we were able to enjoy that. But this little two-bedroom suite is a place where it's almost like stepping back into time until you maybe look out the front windows and see traffic going by. But it's also located right downtown, which is nice.
Yes, it's right in the heart of Berlin. They have a reserved parking space for guests. And Robert and Connie also added on a deck out front. So you can walk out and you have this beautiful panoramic view of downtown Berlin. And you're right next door to, you know, historic Boyd & Worthman restaurant. Everyone loves that. But yeah, just great if you want to be right in the middle of it all. You'll hear the buggies trotting by in the morning. And yeah, it's a really authentic experience for Berlin.
Well, it's interesting, too. One of the reasons I was excited to have you on the podcast, I couldn't quite convince Connie or Robert to come and talk to me. But you're a local girl. You grew up not too far from here. And have lived much of your married life here in Berlin. In fact, you have your own business on Main Street. Tell me a little bit about living in a tourist town.
Yeah, well, you know, Berlin has changed quite a bit since I was a little girl. I was born and raised here. And then I left, you know, after high school for about a decade. But it's just been, it's good to get away and then come back and see how special Berlin really is. You know, I think it's, Our local economy is so strong, and, you know, Berlin is a unique spot in that it's able to withstand a lot of those economic storms. Mm-hmm. You know, in the 2008 fall, it stood strong as one of the lowest unemployment areas in the area. And I would say my experience as growing up in a tourism type of town has been generally very positive. You know, some people kind of grumble about, you know, the tourists and traffic and everything, but it's just been really neat to see people that, a lot of people have, you know, eighth grade education, showing the power of hard work. And, you know, education is very important, but hard work is the most important thing, and that work ethic and that drive. And, you know, I think grit is something that's a word that's thrown around a lot nowadays. And that is kind of the word that I feel like wraps up Berlin, Ohio in this area.
I totally agree with you. And I was thinking the other day, I know a lot of people in my business connections and networking that really truly only have maybe only an eighth grade education. They're some of the smartest people I've ever met in my life.
Absolutely.
And you know, you wonder how that happens, but they're so well read and they're so informed and they're inquisitive and I feel like they're always learning and growing, and that makes a big difference. And you have to have a lot of that in terms of the entrepreneurial aspect of this area. So it seems like they, you know, the farming was the big thing at first. And so as the farming kind of slacked off, okay, we got to find something else to do. So cottage industries popped up and other businesses and businesses to help businesses and trying to keep things local. And even with the pandemic in the last year, I've seen more growth of business in this area.
Yeah.
It's kind of fascinating to watch that happen.
It is, absolutely. And I think, yeah, my father-in-law was born Amish, raised Amish, left the church, but he has an eighth grade education and one of the hardest workers and just truly street smart, has the street smarts and just that entrepreneurial spirit that is just so inspiring, and that's so common around here.
It truly is. And I feel like the ability to kind of see the big picture and to see beyond the moment and just look down the road a little ways and say, this is going to work, and let's try this. And never giving up if they kind of run into a roadblock. Okay, well, we'll make a right turn, and then we'll go straight again.
Yes.
And speaking of your father-in-law, he owns Ohio Dutch Construction, which is a wonderful construction company in the area. Has built, I can't even imagine how many homes and businesses and so forth. And the generosity of spirit is amazing to me. They have provided for us, both this podcast and other podcasts, other ministries I do, free rent, free space to office space and studio space and all of that, just out of the kindness of their hearts. And so we are very, very grateful to them. And that's the kind of spirit that you run into in this area. That's not unusual. Connie and Robert are wonderful people, but there are so many wonderful people in the area that it's sort of the standard of what you're going to run into when you travel through this area, or you live in this area, you work in this area, and I am extremely thankful for that.
Yeah, I think another great thing about this area is that hospitality, that sense of community, and that is a great thing that kind of also summarizes this area, is that sense of bringing people in and mm-hmm. welcoming them and showing them, you know, the town. And yeah, Connie and Robert are truly two of the most generous and humble people you'll ever meet. That just, it's hilarious to me. They didn't want to come on here. They don't want any attention on themselves.
No attention on themselves, but they, but we're going to talk about them anyway.
Yeah, I told them, okay, well, now you're giving me the reins.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I'm curious. I mean, I think I'm going to have you, I haven't actually been in the Werthmann house, so I'm going to have you give me a tour.
Absolutely.
Because I'm really very curious to see it. I've seen the pictures and of course I've heard them working for months on it, so that's kind of been fun and intriguing. But describe the building to a little bit for people. It's
sure.
like we are way down in the basement on the back side. We have a little studio and up above us is, I mean, it's almost like a three-story building, isn't it?
Yep. So the space that we are in is actually the residence that was added on in the 1920s. And then adjacent to this where it's connected is that original structure that was like the Boyd and Werthmann market, Boyd and Werthmann grocery store. Mm-hmm. It was at one time the Hummel grocery market, I believe. So yeah, they're adjoined. It's kind of, you know, the market and then the residence. And then the Werthmann house right now is in that the upper level of that residence.
So as people stay, as you said, they have that high deck. They can overlook everything.
Yeah.
It's kind of prime location, actually,
it is.
In downtown Berlin.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned in the introduction that the building was struck by lightning and burnt down in 1918, but some of that original foundation still remains in that original building that used to be that Hummel and Boyd and Werthmann market.
Yeah.
And Connie and Robert are actually currently working on restoring that upper level of that market there for another suite.
Oh, very good. So they're going to expand a little bit.
Yep.
That's great.
So,
well, in the Boyd and Werthmann's is a very famous little diner that most people know about in Berlin. And they are right next door. We're kind of adjacent to them. But they have the original lunch counter that was in that building, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, it was this green counter that was originally in the grocery store and then the restaurant business. They needed a restaurant in town and I guess moved it over to where the restaurant is now. But yeah, that's a little historical piece.
So it's interesting and fascinating to me how it sort of organically grew. You know, they had the grocery store and then they made a little counter where they served maybe a few things. And then suddenly it was like, well, you know, people want lunch and we've got more people. So now let's build a restaurant. And it's still going after all these years. That's pretty fascinating. Same good food. And now I think they wholesale their pies. So it's growing and changing and yet somewhat remaining the same, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the old and I also appreciate the modern because you have to keep changing or you'll die.
Absolutely.
Towns will die if they
Absolutely.
Don't, you know, sort of reintroduce themselves and reinvent themselves a little bit. So,
Absolutely.
You know, Laurel, since I have you here, I'm going to ask you a little bit. On one side of us is the restaurant, Boyd and Werthmann's, and then you have this building with the suite above us. And then the next building over is not just Ohio Dutch Construction, but your business and your husband's business as well. So tell me a little bit about them.
Yes. Yeah, so my husband, Robert, he is a civil engineer, and we moved back to the area in about 2014, and he opened Tecton Engineering. And so it's kind of a natural progression of Ohio Dutch Construction. They do a lot of like commercial building, permitting, all that kind of stuff. But I believe there's close to 20 employees, team members there now. And then Peak Physical Therapy, we're in the lower level of that building. And it's me, I'm a physical therapist, and then Shyler Snyder, who's a physical therapist assistant. And we became fast friends in our prior place of employment and then decided to take a leap. There was a space opening up in the basement, and we opened up our clinic in 2019. So
it's a bit of a family affair over there.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
It's great. Well, and as I said, Robert and Connie have offered us a studio forever. It's been a decade at least. And so when Robert and Connie first built the building beside us, and they were going to put their offices there, they gave us a huge amount of space to, you know, hold meetings and all kinds of things. And then as our needs kind of shrunk a little bit and his needs grew, we kind of flip-flopped offices.
Yep.
So we've kind of watched the progression in the construction all along as the company grew and then Robert's business grew and then we moved next door. So it's been a lot of fun for us. And I appreciate that because this area is well known for quality of work, both in like woodworking and construction and all those kinds of things. And I think even recently we were at a home show and people were asking us about, well, what are the builders doing in that area? Are they, you know, are they backed up, or the, you know, the furniture makers and so forth. And there is a huge market for that. And I think it's recognized pretty much nationwide how well the Amish and Mennonite work ethic in Absolutely. The building trades is. And so it's kind of fun to watch that business grow and see the recognition come to them, because it's well-deserved.
Absolutely.
So that's a lot of fun. Well, tell me a little bit about living on Main Street in Berlin.
Yes.
In October.
Well, it's we have to mark our parking spaces. It is always filled, but it's really fun to be part of, you know, the tourist seasons. It really is, because, you know, you get those fun events like the Harvest Festival and the Rib Fest and beautiful weather. And it's fun to be a professional building among like many retail shops, just because, you know, we like to visit those stores as well. Mm-hmm. And we grab lunch locally, and we do giveaways and try to include local businesses. And there's just a sense of community, I think, within the whole Berlin Township. It feels that way to me. We're all rooting for one another, and it's nice to be in that kind of culture and environment where we're all trying to succeed together.
Yeah, and if it's not just I want to succeed, but we recognize if I want to succeed, then I've got to help others succeed as well. We all have to succeed together.
Absolutely.
And that's how we will grow and continue to live in this area and have the life that we have built here and that we love. Mm-hmm. I think often of, you know, when tourists come in, it's almost like welcoming them into our life and into the culture that we've built here. And it's a lot of fun to see people come and enjoy that. And being part of that on Main Street, or maybe even outside of town or wherever that is. Yeah, I know that locals, it gets a little frustrating with the traffic, but we deal with horse and buggies every day.
Right. It's no big deal.
With a few cars, right? So, but living together, as you so described it so well, and that hand-in-hand sort of community where we really are truly a community.
Yes.
And we appreciate those that we work with and those that we live with and other businesses in the area, and trying to build that and yet keep it. We don't want to become commercialized. We just want to continue the life that we're living and invite others in to enjoy it as they come and visit us here. And I think people sense that about the community. And they also, of course, we live in a gorgeous geographical area as well. So there's that aspect where they can come and enjoy the beautiful views. And it doesn't matter what time of year it is. It's gorgeous around here. So that we're truly blessed to live in this area. And we love having people come visit and get a taste of that, because we're just fortunate. Not everybody gets that.
Right. Absolutely. And I felt with the COVID-19 pandemic, I felt there was this even greater shift of community within Berlin and, you know, the surrounding areas to shop local and to support one another. And I really appreciate that as well. You know, when times are good, we're going to help each other. When times are bad, we're going to help each other even more.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, Laurel, thank you so much for being on the podcast with me. I hope our listeners will go out. Now, tell us how we can find out more about the Werthmann House.
You can visit our Instagram page. It's werthmann.house. Or we have a page on Facebook as well, the Werthmann House. And you can book via Vrbo. And yes, the spots are filling up for the summer, so be sure to get on there and reserve your space.
Yes, yes. Get in and see it. I'm going to get in and see it.
Yes.
I might even reserve my space, even though I'm local.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, thanks again, Laurel, for being with me today.
Thanks for having me.
And now it's time for Did You Know? Did you know that Berlin was a pioneer highway center? According to the sesquicentennial history of the Berlin community, Berlin's first road was actually an east-west trail originally used by buffaloes, mound builders, and indigenous Americans. It led from northwestern Ohio through the locations of present-day Mansfield, Millersburg, Dover, New Philadelphia, and toward the southeastern portion of the Ohio River. The trail was laid out as a state road in 1828 and eventually became Ohio State Route 39. In the region of present-day Berlin, a trail branched off northeastward to the area where the cities of Massillon and Canton were established. This branch trail became a part of the current US 62. And now you know.